Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we are joined by the great David Goldman, also known as Spengler, for the superb columns and essays that he writes at Asia Times, where he is a columnist and director. He is also an advisor to macro hedge funds and an extraordinary intellect on matters both strategic and economic. We're delighted always to have him with us. Welcome back. David, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for the kind words, Frank.
Well, deserved as well as kind, I think. Let me ask you, I'd like to spend really our time today talking about China. You follow it closely and are a big picture guy, and I think there's a dearth of insights into the sort of macro activities of China. We find ourselves talking about their trade practices or what they're doing in the South China Sea or other aspects of their military buildup and so on. But let me back the lens up to the 30,000-foot level and just pose a question to you if I can, David. It seems to me when you put it all together and you do look at it in the macro sense, it's hard to describe what China is up to as anything other than basically war with the United States, albeit obviously an undeclared one and primarily taking the form of elements of what they've called unrestricted warfare rather than the old-fashioned kinetic kind, at least so far. But walk us through that. Is that unfair? Is that perhaps presumptuous in terms of where we'll wind up, but we're not quite there yet? I mean, what are your thoughts?
No, it is a war, but it's a special kind of war. China wants to dominate world's high technology, manufacturing, and trade, which is the real source of power. Ultimately, high-tech weaponry is going to be the determinant in any prospective war, and China wants a dominant position. They don't wish to occupy us or occupy Mexico or take over Berlin. It's much more a long-range, tech-based, remote control kind of war.
So domination is the key word there, I guess. And the idea that China, which after all has a history of this sort of thing, going back centuries, millennia in fact, of being the center of the universe with sort of vassal states all around, is the model, perhaps, that the Xi Jinping dictatorship, increasingly now the one-man center of power, has in mind, would you say?
I think that's exactly correct. China wants us to be Brazil, a provider of raw materials, liquefied natural gas, soybeans, other agricultural products, while they dominate high-tech manufacturing, and they're making massive efforts to try to leapfrog us in semiconductors, in telecom equipment, in computation, and so forth. And that's an enormous risk, because if they control the technology and we're just the farmers and the oil pumpers, we're going to be poorer and weaker, and we're not going to like it.
In that connection, could you talk about us as perhaps a case study of their ambitions, this recently aborted Broadcom takeover of the American company Qualcomm?
The Trump administration was magnificently right to stop that, because China is trying to position itself to dominate the next generation of telecommunications technology. And this is why they're discussed in the media, that Qualcomm has a key position in the manufacturing of chips for smartphones, and a Singapore-based company controlling Qualcomm would be in position to assist the Chinese in their top objective, which is to control the next generation of wireless telecommunications, so-called fifth generation or 5G. And we don't want that to happen, because if they do that, they'll not only control the manufacturing and the e-commerce and the computation, they'll control also the communications. Will be completely insecure forever.
And in point of fact, what this 5G technology represents, as I understand it, is the effort to actually dominate the Internet of Things, the coming sort of technology for not simply, facilitating interfaces between us in our refrigerators or our self-driving cars, but really all aspects of life. And it seemed that this was part and parcel of, as you say, that kind of visionary long-term ambition to exercise dominion?
Well, 5G increases wireless transmission speeds by 100 times. And that makes possible a whole range of technologies that no one's even thought of yet. It's transformational. It's like the invention of the telegraph or the telephone. It's hugely important. Whoever dominates that is going to have a leg up on every technology that spins off from that. And that's what the Chinese want. Telecommunications, wireless broadband, e-commerce, and e-finance are where the Chinese have an advantage and they're trying to exploit it. And that's where the world is heading. They want to be in control of it.
Yeah. So at this moment, in addition to blocking this Broadcom operation, the president is apparently poised to insert tariffs on Chinese products coming into this country. I assume many of them will be of that high-tech character. The Chinese, of course, are making rather bellicose noises about responding quite aggressively. As an economist by training, David Goldman, what do you anticipate will come of all of this?
Well, tariffs are always painful. As Larry Kudlow wrote just before his appointment as head of the Economic Council at the White House, they're a tax. And we may need them for national security reasons and defensive reasons, but they always cost money. They'll result in lower growth. So we'll be poorer than we otherwise might have been. But my biggest worry, Frank, is that tariffs are playing defense. To a great extent, that's closing the barn door after the horse has been stolen. What I'm much more concerned about is playing offense, that is, using the American capacity to innovate, which is unique in the world, to leapfrog the Chinese and compete with them at the frontier of innovation in a way that they're not really well positioned to do. And that's what we really have not been doing, not since the Reagan administration days of Strategic Defense Initiative and all the massive investment we put into the military buildup that won the Cold War.
Yeah. You know, I'm so interested you refer to that, David, as I was intimately involved with it at the time, that we're going to be marking, I believe it's the 35th anniversary of the president's visionary speech about the need to defend the American people, not simply avenge them tomorrow, as a matter of fact. But it does seem as though particularly the piece of that vision that the president had, that the Chinese have, it seems, embraced and we have not so much, is the notion of having space-based capabilities to exercise dominion from the high frontier, as it's been called. Your thoughts on what the Chinese are doing in space and its implications?
Well, the Chinese have a massive dual-use investment program, and they're also gearing their education system to produce the kind of people who can do things like that. They produce twice as many STEM PhDs as we do now. They have a $40 billion government budget for semiconductor innovation or stealing technology or taking over technology, buying it, whatever. Chinese are focusing their efforts from the top down with massive resources to attain technological superiority. Now, I don't think we should have the same kind of top-down approach that they do. It's not that efficient. But why not have a Manhattan Project for a space-based anti-missile defense? Why not have a Manhattan Project for 5G wireless technology to make sure we dominate it?
Very impressive visionary projects indeed. And it does seem to me, David, that they're the sort of thing that we need, especially if this rivalry is, as I fear, going to, in the end, translate into that other use of this high technology, namely for military purposes, being brought to bear against us.
It always does. The president is absolutely right to address the problem. He's right to stop technology transfers. And in some cases, he may be right on tariffs, but that's playing defense. You don't win wars by defense. You win them by offense. And that's the dimension we haven't seen yet.
But you may need a combination of the two. David Goldman, also known as Spengler, thank you very much for your time today. It's great to talk with you, and I appreciate, as always, particularly that 30,000-foot perspective that you bring to bear so well. Keep up the good work, my friend. Come back to us again very soon. We'll talk to you in the near future. Next up, we will speak with Colonel Sellin about what's happening in South Asia and its implications for all of us, especially vis-a-vis China. That and more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.